First of all, just our thoughts and prayers go out to Sanders Cummings and his family. His cousin was a preacher in South Carolina, Charleston, there, that was shot and killed. So we're grieving for he and his family there. On the injury side of this, Devontae Bosby had is having surgery today on his clavicle to repair that. There's really no update on Eric Berry. He's having, again, like I mentioned, some testing done, and then just the doctors will meet and talk it over along with Eric and his family. Tyler Bray has been here this week. We brought him back just to evaluate him and to give him a physical. We did our physicals this past week. So he was a part of that. And then it kept him in tune. He sat in the meetings. It kept him in tune and updated him a little bit on the offensive stuff. Cyrus Gray is continuing to improve. Demetrius Harris is continuing to improve. Other than that, I imagine Justin Houston would be a topic that I'd be asked about. And they're continuing to talk, and that's whether he's here or not. That's just depends on how things go. So we'll continue to move on and hope that he is here at the beginning of camp. Time's yours.
How's Cummings dealing with all of this? How's he doing?
Yeah, he's doing okay. I mean, as expected. I mean, that's a pretty big shock. I mean, that's all I can probably say to you.
It just takes a lot to come out and practice.
No, it does. Yeah, it does. But he'll be able to head back and take care of business there.
Coach, as part of OTAs, looking at trying to find the right five at the offensive line, now with mini camp over, how do you feel about this week heading into training camp?
Yeah, listen, I think they've competed like crazy. They'll continue to do that through training camp, and then we'll see. You know, we'll see. Again, I've said it before. We'll play the five best, and we'll see how it works out through camp.
There's a report out there from John Clayton of ESPN saying that the Chiefs are one of four teams potentially interested in Evan Mathis. Is this something that there's a legitimacy to this report, or you're not looking at Mathis at all?
Yeah, no, we're not. Yeah.
What's those injured guys? Gray, Harris, Bosby. Probably start
PUP? Well, yeah, well, possibly. Doris will take care of all that. He's evaluating all that now, so.
And you know that the practices are over. Do you feel like you have an identity of what this football team is?
I think you'll know more once you get in pads and you just go through the process. You got to kind of let that play out. We'd all like to stand up and say this is it right now, but that's not how this thing works. You let it go through the process. The one thing I can tell you is they work their tail off, and there's some talent there.
Andy, regarding Justin Houston, when do you need him here? I mean, is there kind of a...
Yeah, when they get it done. I don't, you know, I don't get caught up in all that. Never have. I mean, let the business side of it take care of itself, and then you move on and... If a man misses, it's another man's reps. I mean, that's how we go. So there are a lot of rules and regulations there, but I don't get caught up in that. That's what Doris does. He's got to deal with all that. I don't worry about that. I have trust in both sides, actually, so I mean that they'll get something done. But.
The fact that you missed all of this time of year last year and still had the season you did, that sort of give you some confidence that...
Yeah, no, do I think he's working out? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just him by nature, so... He's not going to let things slide on his side. So,
where was Sean Smith today?
Sean had a personal matter that he had to deal with, and he was excused for that.
Obviously, you want guys to stay out of trouble between now and the start of camp. But what about physically? What do you want guys doing? You want them hitting pretty hard? How do you handle that?
Well, yeah, you know, They have a program that they stay on. They'll take here a week and do a recovery program, and then they'll get right back into their intense workout. And then there's another recovery program at the end of that 3.5 weeks that they'll go through for a week, and then you're in camp. So it's all laid out for them, and so that they just need to follow that.
It's not the same thing for every guy, though. I mean, it's different for
positions. And, yeah.
What about a guy like Jamal Charles? I mean, he indicated he's going to take a few days off and then get back into it pretty hard. Is that?
Yeah, that's normally what happens. You go through a recovery period here for a week. I mean, these guys have been grinding here, and so you step back and go through the recovery period, and then you get back on and you gradually build yourself up towards training camp to get another quick recovery period, and then you're right into it. So.
Regarding Barry, do we have any idea when we will receive an update on
that? No, I don't. I mean, I'll just when we get it, we'll get it to you. Yeah.
You know, last year that you said that the message was you wanted them to finish each rep.
Yeah, so we understand that we need to take it up a level from last year. So, you know, that's what all the guys are striving to do. They've all challenged themselves with that, coaches likewise. And, we're fortunate here to have good talent and guys that work hard. So that's they take upon themselves that responsibility to do that, and the coaches do the same. So. Well, that's why you need that training camp part of it. You know, some guys look okay in pads and in shorts, and then you put pads on, they don't look even like, and vice versa. So you want to try to get as close to a game speed and tempo as you possibly can.
So when you're out here, I mean, we got to work on what can actually.
Well, they can. Yeah, I mean, they can still work technique fundamentals. That's a hand placement, foot placement, and then. First and second steps are important as you're an offensive lineman, so you can still do that. We're fortunate that our guys know how to work in conditions like this or with the rules that we're given, and they can still improve themselves.
I remember you told us last year during camp, one of the things you liked about Kush was that he had a lot of energy to the group. You can see that out there, too, sometimes. And what does that do when your center is kind of the guy that tries to vocally get
Yeah, well, that's his personality. You want to let your personality show. So he's he brings energy every day. He's done a nice job with it. And it's when you get in those dog days of camp there when it's hot and you're mentally and physically about ready to become extinct, and you just kind of push yourself through and have a guy that helps you, helps generate a little bit, whether you're laughing at him or listening to him, it works either way. So he's got that ability there to do that.
You talk about taking it up another level. Watching your offense, are you encouraged? I mean, this is the best your offense has looked in any of the two previous years.
Yeah, well, we know we're going against a good secondary. So you get it. One nice thing, Bob, with these camps here is you get to do ones versus ones more than maybe you do during training camp. So it gives you an opportunity to get best against best and then challenge each other. I think it's gone back and forth, just depending on the day. Sometimes just the practice itself, it goes, you can split it in the middle. Defense will make plays, offense will make plays. So I think the competition's been phenomenal there. And that's the way you improve. So on both sides of the ball. But
Coach, speaking of the secondary, how did Marcus Peters and Steven Nelson look to you after missing all the both?
Yeah, you know what? I thought they did a pretty nice job, actually. Are they rusty? Yeah, I mean, they got to get caught up on – I say rusty. They haven't had a chance to get rusty because they haven't been in the place to get rusty yet. So they're – but they're getting caught up with the speed of the game, which it looked like they adjusted to very well.
Terrez, we'll go at him, then we'll go BJ.
Yeah, regarding the passing offense, you guys get a chance to work out, work on that here, and it's kind of interesting to watch the progression of things. Just, was this one of those camps where you really got to install, a lot of your good stuff? You know, you had that basis of 2 years. I was hoping you could elaborate on, just the process.
Where are we all in this
really
one?
Building it out, and how they
Yeah, the natural progression as you do that, you add a little bit more. Evaluate what you did. You're coming off of a season where you take and do your scheme evaluation. Then you make some tweaks, and you add a little bit here, a little bit there. You might take away a few plays that you weren't real happy with. But I think we're kind of on course of where you'd be in the third year.
And I I know in general, like with the quarterback position, you're evaluating, was that the right read? Was that, you know, a good throw? Like, did the quarterbacks grade out higher than they have in past years at this time?
Yeah, they're about right on the spot. You know, I thought they did a decent job grade-wise. Like I said, you don't want to. They don't want to grade out too high because then you're going. Your defense isn't very good, you know. So that I look at the balance. I've got to do that, even though I work with the offense. I got to see how that thing balances out. And when you're going ones against ones, two versus two, three versus three, then you kind of hope it's right in the middle there. You got to probably have a problem. So, and I think it's, you know, it's been well done.
Alex Smith was saying yesterday he thought the passing game was in a better place at this time of year than either of the last 2 years. Not that I
right.
see to argue with your starting quarterback. Did you
yeah.
necessarily agree with that?
No, I do. I think he is obviously in full command of it. He understands it and gets it. He's got a lot of trust in the guys around him, which is a good thing. Some of the guys he's played with, and the other guy, like Jeremy, comes in and. Jeremy's got experience in the offense. Jason Avant has experience in the offense, and then it just took him a short period of time to kind of blend together with Alex, and that transition seems easy now that I look at it. I mean, they've really handled it right. They've got good communication between them, so they're willing to talk and get on the same page, and then come back and make it even a better play the next time we run it. Yeah, my kids were going to take me to a buffet. I'm pretty excited. I'm obviously more into Mother's Day because I know really who runs the house. You know, I got it. I understand. But I appreciate the pat on the back from the kids. The girls love on you, and the boys tell you to get off your tail and go get whatever you want to get. I mean, I got that too, but sometimes on Father's Day, they take care of you, all of them.